And this year, we found New Sight. And New Sight is a charity set up by Dr. Joy Samitu Wong, who is honestly my inspiration. New Sight does their charity work mainly in Congo, Africa.
Right.
It's a very, very poor city where people really needed the help. And we have a doctor from Hong Kong who is willing to sacrifice her life and career in Hong Kong and to fly there with her family to set up a clinic in the beginning to help so many people. And now she's setting up her eye hospital.
Wow.
In the middle of a forest. Can you imagine? So I have always found Dr. Joy's story very, very inspiring. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to say we support you and we learn from you. By participating in this virtual choir projects, all these choristers are given the chance to know about what Dr. Joyce is doing and the reason why she's doing what she's doing. So I just found the project incredibly meaningful, especially when Dr. Joyce also invited some choirs from Africa to join us in the project. They actually booked a stadium to record the project, so they were very, very serious about it. Just one last thing, I wrote the lyrics myself this time because I just felt like, you know, I wanted to share that message, you know, Love's Boundless Flight. That's the name of the song.
Nice. Now, I know that the music video will be premiering this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. online. I can't wait. I actually got the chance to watch it as one of the lucky few in Hong Kong that got my hands on the premiere of the video. It moves you to having goosebumps. You know, it's one of those moments when you feel like, yes, we are doing this for a fantastic purpose. When you saw the footage, especially the footage, not just from Hong Kong kids, but also from Africa, when they were all coming together, and when you see maybe the final cut of the video, how did that make you feel?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I wanted to cry the first time I watched the video. It's very touching. Just to see how people can use music to encourage one another.
I think also the message behind the song, the message behind the whole project, and to direct and guide 2,500 children to sing in a project. How does it work?
Well, it's a virtual choir project.
Yes.
So luckily we don't have to gather all of them and to sing together.
Right.
It's also impossible because we also had choirs from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We produced like a set of guidelines and tools, like resources to help them learn the music. We communicated with the teachers on what we needed them to do. So the teachers actually did a lot of work. So it's, you know, a lot of credits to the school music teachers and choir conductors on that.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to the music video this Saturday. Here is the song that we get to have the first play on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.